Good morning to all of you. I'd like to greet all of you a blessed Christmas. It is a blessed Christmas because of the Lord's incarnation. We remember the Lord, how he came to this world to die for our sin. Without the incarnation of the Lord, there's no Christmas at all. So we rejoice this day as we come to worship him. From our earliest recollections of the Christians of the Christmas story, we probably could recall the wise men who came to visit the newborn babe, the Lord Jesus Christ. Each of us would have sung the Christmas carols that tell their stories many times. We can even visualize them riding their camels through the desert sands, dressed in their colorful kingly robes. But who were they? And what do we know? What do we really know about them? You know, in reality, we do not know much about these so-called wise men. We are not sure who they were. We have only a general idea of where they came from. In fact, we don't even know how many they were. They seem to have come out of nowhere, pay their respect to the child Jesus, and then disappeared. Matthew chapter 2, verses 1 and 2 says, "Now when Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea in the days of Herod the Great, behold, there came wise men from the east to Jerusalem, saying, 'Where is he that is born King of the Jews? For we have seen the stars in the east and are come to worship him.'" Matthew tells us that the wise men came from the east, and that is probably Persia. And they were so distinguished that their arrival in Jerusalem created a great stir. And so in verse 3, we read, "When Herod the king had heard these things, he was troubled. And not only he was troubled, all Jerusalem with him." The coming of the wise men teaches us some important things. First, God called the great men of this world as well as those seemingly insignificant. God called the Gentiles as well as the Jews. But one thing I want to show through this study is that although it is God who calls, nevertheless, we must come with a heart seeking for him. God called the wise men. The appearance of the stars teaches us that. The wise men saw the stars, came to Jerusalem, seeking for Jesus, asking everyone, "Where is he that is born of the king?" So they came with a sincere heart, seeking for the Lord Jesus Christ. Who were these wise men? In the recent year, Bible translator has pointed out that the term wise men is not the best way to translate the Greek word magoi, which is used in Matthew's Gospel. They prefer the more literal rendering, magi, thereby rightly identify the wise men as part of the priestly ruling class of Persia of this period. Note the why the Magi actually means the great or powerful ones. and it is used of them because of their great influence. Nevertheless, they were really wise, as the story goes, and we can really learn from these men. In what way these men were wise? Number one, although they had been informed of the birth of Christ, the King of the Jews, they did not know who or where he could be found. They were wise because they followed the divine leading of God. Although they did not know who and where Christ would be born, they were wise enough also to ask for him. They asked everyone, "Where is he that is born King of the Jews?" Notice that the wise men did not go to Herod first to inquire about the child. They did not meet Herod until halfway through the story. It is possible that the wise men were asking everyone in every possible place where the Lord Jesus Christ is. And so we see their persistence was commendable. I suppose they asked the soldiers at the gate of the city, "Where is he? Where is the one who has been born King of the Jews?" Those soldiers did not know. They must have asked the common people, the Jews, the passers-by, "Where is he that is born the King of the Jews?" Later, they would have asked the priests, the Pharisees, the Herodians. At last, news of their arrival and their questions had reached the palace, and Herod himself was greatly troubled by it. Another reason in which the Magi were wise, because they were willing to learn from others. Anyone without Bible knowledge would think that the Magi were expecting to find Jesus in Jerusalem. They probably expect to find him in Herod's palace, but Jesus was not there. In fact, King Herod did not even know about the birth of the Lord Jesus Christ. Jesus was born not in the palace. Perhaps he was born in the temple. Perhaps Jesus would be there, but he was not found in the temple also. Then, where is he? You see, in their country, these wise men were the one others came to seek for information. But here, they were the one asking information, standing meekly as genuine disciple as a chief priest and the scribes opened the scripture and read to them from Micah chapter 5, verse 2. Micah chapter 5, verse 2 says, "But thou, Bethlehem Ephrathah, though thou be little among the thousands of Judah, yet out of thee shall he come forth unto me, that is to be the ruler in Israel, whose going forth have been from of old, from everlasting." So this person who is born in Bethlehem is not an ordinary person, but is one who had been from of old, from the past, before the world was created. And this is a prophecy concerning the birthplace of the Lord Jesus Christ. What they have learned from the scripture was important. They learned that Christ was to be born in Bethlehem, a nearby town in the south of Jerusalem. It was apparently insignificant, a very small town. No one paid attention to it. This was a place the scripture had long ago predicted he was to be born. The wise men learned that as they listened to the teachers of the law, but the teachers, the scribes, and the religious leader were indifferent. They showed so little interest in the birth of the Messiah. They did not accompany the wise men to Bethlehem or try to find him for themselves. They did not care. Because God did not call them, they were not interested in the coming of the Messiah. The wise men were called by God. They were earnest. They were sincere to seek for the Lord Jesus Christ. They were so serious in their seeking and willing to learn from others who knew the direction. I wish there are more people today who will seek the Lord Jesus Christ like the wise men. We must know it is not easy to seek the Lord Jesus Christ because there are many significant obstacles that were on their way. There are significant obstacles to overcome. There are significant obstacles to overcome when they seek Jesus. Geographically, there is the obstacles of distance. The wise men came from the east, from far away, hundreds of miles away. To seek Jesus, they had to travel through the desert. Not by any vehicle, I presume by camel. Long distance that will keep many people away from worshiping the Lord. Some even refuse to come to worship the Lord. They are just so near. See, the distance is very important. And here you see, there's an obstacle of this. Spiritually, we are all far away from Christ because of our sin. Sin keeps us far away from God. And because of this, we do not have the urge, have the motivation to come and seek the Lord Jesus Christ. You know why? Because of sin, the effect of sin in each one of our hearts that keep us away from God. Secondly, there is the obstacles of ignorance. Few people know where he may be found. In those days, there's no GPS, no address, nothing. How to find a person? Very hard, very, very hard. And there are many false teachers who will lead us off the course. They will not tell us the truth. Have you ever asked people about direction? Oh, yeah, you ask them, they say, oh, it's there. When you go there, you find it's wrong. It's not there. Then you ask another person, the same thing. Oh, I've gone to many of these. So when I travel, I not only ask one person, I ask a few to confirm it. So the wise men encounter such problems. There are many obstacles of ignorance. There is a very great obstacle of indifference. Most people do not care where Jesus is. They do not give him even a casual thought, like the priests, the scribes, and the Pharisees. You ask? I don't know. I don't know. They just brush away, or they just walk away. They don't even care, even think about it. But these obstacles, though real, are never a sufficient deterrent for those whom God is calling to come and to believe in Him. When God calls a person, the person will have the urge to come and seek for Him, like the wise man. The ones whom God is calling will travel any distance, will travel across any desert, will endure all kinds of hardship and challenges. Nothing can stand their way if God is calling them. And here we see the wise men were called by God, and they are willing to travel long distance, overcame a lot of obstacles to seek for the Lord Jesus Christ. They will not give up until their quest is satisfied. I wish there are many more of them who would take heed of God's calling. The wise men are to us a model in many things, and their motive of seeking Jesus was very clear. What was their motive in seeking Jesus? Their motive of coming to see Jesus, not just to have a look, who is the king? They come to worship him. They come to worship and offer what they have. May we seek Jesus. We come to the church really to worship him. Now, after knowing the birth of the Lord Jesus Christ, the wise men had several questions in mind. King Herod had charged them to make careful search for the child and to report back to him when they had found him. As they left his presence to go to Bethlehem, they must have been asking, how are we to find him, the Lord Jesus Christ, in Bethlehem? We are a stranger here. We do not know anyone. Though the town was smaller than Jerusalem, it must have been many people, many families living there. How are we to locate him? The answer to the wise man's question, what was the answer? The appearing of the stars. The appearing of the stars. God would guide them. All that they do not know, but God would guide them. God will lead the Magi to the Savior. I do not wish to spend a lot of time speculating what kind of stars is that. I do not want to go through that. But I would like to point out, if Lord calls a person, he will use something that person knows to lead him to the destination. And in fact, God lead the people in so many ways. He can lead a person through the word. He can lead a person through the stars. He can lead a person through a song. He can lead a person through another person. God uses various ways to lead a person to himself. And here God guided the wise man by the appearing of a star. And the wise men were wise because they follow the divine leading of God. They follow the star, for the light God had given to them, God honored them and led them to where Jesus was to worship him. My friend, God does not always outline our journey, but he does lead us each step of the way. As we step one step forward, the Lord will show us the light. Lord seldom give us the whole complete picture of our whole journey. And so depends, we have to trust him. We have to trust him each step of the way. As the proverb says, trust in the Lord with all thy heart and lean not unto thy own understanding. In all thy way acknowledge him. He shall direct thy path. Proverbs 3, 5, and 6. Now, I mentioned about two questions that a wise man had asked. What are the two questions? Well, I mentioned about the first question, where is he? The wise man went around and asked, well, where is he? And the second question is based on the first question. The wise man asked that we are come to worship him. Where is he that we are come to worship him? I would like to add a third question, one that the wise man did not ask, and that is, what shall we do when we find the Lord Jesus Christ? Right? You want to find something, what shall we do when you find the Lord Jesus Christ? That is a question the wise man did not ask. You know why? Because they had already decided what to do when they meet the Lord Jesus Christ. And therefore, they did not ask this question. They decided when they see the Lord Jesus Christ, they will worship him, they will present to him gift of gold, gift of incense, gift of myrrh, right? They have already recited in their journey. Here, we touch on the problem of many half-hearted commitment Christians. Half-hearted. Many of them have a form of seeking. They come to worship him, but have not determined in advance that when they find Jesus, what they will do. They just come, they have no other plan in mind of what to do. They come without preparation of what they will do when they meet the Lord Jesus Christ. They are not prepared for all these things. You may ask, all right, what shall I do when I meet the Lord Jesus Christ? What shall I give? Well, learn from the wise man. If you have gold, as the Magi did, you may give that. Many have much of this world wealth, and they use it wisely to spread the gospel and therefore advance his kingdom in the world. If you have incense, give incense. Like Mary of Bethany broke her jar of incense and poured upon the Lord Jesus Christ. He was commended for it. Jesus himself said that her gifts would be remembered as a memorial to her throughout all generations. Mark 14, verse 9. If you have mirth, give mirth. If you have none of this, what to do? What to do? I don't have all this. What to do? If you have none of this, be sure you give Jesus your love. For the love will unlock the other treasures of your life and heart. You see, this is important. Give your love to the Lord. If you love Him, my friend, you will give Him your tongue. You will speak often about Him. If you love Him, give Him your hands, working hard for Him. If you love Him, you will give Him your feet, going where He wants you to go. In short, you will give Him your whole self, and you will show it in everything you do. Like the wise man, having found Christ, having been warned by God of those who hated him, like Herod, you know what he do? He would turn another way. The wise man became a new person. If you do all these things, you will become a new person. You will walk from hereafter as one who have been in Christ, like the wise man. So may this Christmas message be a source of teaching to each one of us, to you and to me, to follow the wise man's footstep, to follow the Lord Jesus Christ. So in closing, we will sing Mary, born child, Jesus Christ is in the insert here. I'll ask Samuel to come and lead this verse.